An unrehearsed interview with Elsa Henson of Ockheim, Kentucky, by Michael Reed, a sophomore student at Somerset Community College, for the Kentucky Bicentennial Oral History Project. The interview was conducted in Ms. Henson's home on October the 6th, 1978, at approximately 8 p.m. How was the community of Ockheim first settled, and who was the first settlers? What time did it take place?
It was settled by immigrants from Germany, Switzerland, France, Austria, and Poland. And it was... Poland, and it first was named Lutherheim, and after a while they changed it to Ottenheimer in honor of Ottenheimer. That was a good first all the time. Immigrants from Germany, Switzerland, France, Austria, and Poland, in answer of lavish advertisements run an account in this country and Europe by Jacob Ottenheimer, who was agent and manager of the land called, bought from by the Lincoln Land Company for $1 an acre and sold for from $3 up. And most of it was bought unseen. And a great disappointment by many of the first settlers. This was in the early 1880s. First question. Mm-hmm. Then you wanted to know about religion.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of religious denominations did they have?
There were three religious denominations: Catholic, Lutheran, and Reformed.
And what was the largest, probably?
Huh?
What was the largest?
The Lutheran Church was the largest.
But it's not anymore. It's not today.
No, I've got that down further about the Lutheran Church and Catholic Church. Your education. There was one room schoolhouse built, and summer for a few months for the public schools, and a few months later for the Catholic and Lutheran schools, which were all in German. So that's the next one coming in. Industries.
Yeah, what kind of industry?
Well, they started several sawmills and built a cheese factory, made cheese to get rid of the surplus milk they had, and two blacksmiths. My grandfather came with his family from Switzerland and his tools were metric system, and they were absolute when they got here. Later, a flour mill was put in operation, and they sold white lily flour. A post office was run by Mr. Charles Ensign. Mail was carried by horseback from Crab Orchard by Mr. William Link. Twice a week it was delivered. And flour, the first settlers used navy beans to make flour as they had no land to grow wheat. So,
we wanted, what other kind of crops did they grow?
Well, they mostly corn because they had to clear the land before they could raise anything else.
You raise any wheat?
After the land got cleared and they could raise wheat, all they had was stumps. Couldn't raise wheat and stumps, so yeah. It was corn. They just made beet cornbread and navy beans.
I say, what? Did we get on industry? What kind of industry did we have?
They had three distilleries were put in operation. And cabinet makers, and there was a shoemaker and a cheese maker from Switzerland, two blacksmiths, and several sawmills, and three three distilleries, which they got rid of their apples and peaches to make apple jack and peach brandy with.
They made peach brandy and apple jack. This is all government.
That's all government. Yeah, the man stayed there while they made it and he put his stamp on it. Yeah, that's all. A hotel was built, so the immigrants had a place to stay until they got settled in their cabin.
Do you know where it's located?
Yeah, right here in Ottenheim, right in the middle of Ottenheim, right where Adam's store is.
Where were the distilleries at, located?
One of them was here on Chestnut Ridge, one of them was in OK, and one of them was in Holmes Hill. That was that same community, wasn't it?
Okay. What about the cheese factory?
The cheese factory was located between here and Cup Orchard. About a mile, it was right in Ottenheim.
They made all the cheese.
They made cheese, kept them in the cellar to keep it, to have no refrigeration. They kept it there. They made cheese there for years. Right down there by that creek. There's a spring down there.
That's where they got the water supply from.
And the mill, the flour mill, sawmill, they were there, and then by steam too. They formed two societies, the German and Swiss Society. They met twice a month, and music and beer and refreshments were served. New Year's was quite a special celebration. Also, Shrove Tuesday and 4th of July.
Shrove Tuesday.
That's the day before Lent. It's the day before Lent. Because during Lent, they didn't, there was no celebration. You didn't, no dance and no nothing.
That's the Catholic.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lutherans celebrate that too?
I don't know, they all come.
They all know, okay. They all have their party.
They all come. That didn't make any difference.
That was probably the most festive time of the year.
Well, that was their recreation twice a month. On Sundays, two Sundays a month, they met, and everybody had their lunch in there.
Oh, what was Christmas like back then? Back when you were a child?
Christmas, they had big doings at the Lutheran church at Christmas time. They had a huge tree then, and they all did their speeches and had candy and oranges and apple they got. And all by candlelight, how they kept from burning up, I don't know, that tree's as high as the church
they
was.
They had all candles on the tree.
All candles. They had a big, long pole with a swab on it, and they kept putting fire out.
Like you'd burn it completely
out.
Yeah, boy,
I wouldn't
do that or anything. Okay, in your whole lifetime, what do you think was the most exciting thing that's ever happened? Or most exciting thing?
Most exciting kids when I was a kid, when they had the first circus come to Ottenheim. And the first car that came to Ottenheim, the salesman used to come to the store with them, and they'd hang on a school fence and watch them wait till they come by again.
About what year was that?
1906, I guess. And the first phonograph they had in this country. That was something.
Who had it?
Ben Bussey had it. He'd go from all these clubs we had, societies, he'd always bring his graphophone and play for it. And it had music.
Any of his relatives live around here now?
Nobody but yes, John Clausen and Joe Clausen, his aunt, their uncle. And the first cream separator in this county was here too. Everybody came to look at that cream separator and see how it worked. It was really something now. If you had to skim it by hand and put it in crock and wait for the cream to come up. So it's been a great stride.
Well, can you tell me about the Catholic Church in Ottenheim, how it's progressed?
Oh, I got further than I had. The first mass that was said before the Catholic Church was built was set on a chestnut stump on a sickler farm.
Just down the road here.
Down the road here. The oldest building is the Lutheran Church. The Catholic Church was demolished a few years ago, put up with a modern church. The Reformed Church is still standing, but it's not used for services anymore. And there's a
few old log barns still up here, and one house that I know of, and it's a log house, but it has weatherboards on it, so you don't know it's log house. And that's right down here where Larry Brown lives.
Yeah.
My grandfather lived in this when he came from Switzerland. Crotchets. Used to make crotchets, as Charlie says, and hewed them out and took them away and spread with oxen. Got stuck in the mud. I said my grandfather sold a bunch of cattle and he got a couple of $100 for it. And that night somebody came and murdered him. I didn't find him for a couple of days. With a pair of oxen, and he had got 10 cents a piece for them. Most they had to take them out in trade because you couldn't get cash the way or how. And do you want that too? Okay. So my grandfather sold several cattle and he got a couple of $100 for them, and somebody murdered him that night. Was found. My grandmother came here, died in 1888, and she was the first person buried on a Catholic cemetery.
Yeah, the same cemetery as him.
1888. Next to Luther Church, Henry's daddy had a building there, and he made shoes. He had made shoes, and he postmaster.
That's where the post office was.
They had a post office named O.K. when I was born, down there at Snyder's.
That's where O.K.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where they call O.K. I'm there between Snyder's, and then we used to have to go there to get our mail. That was back when they got away with this post office. It was later on, 15 years later, but then I was born in O.K. Kentucky. So the hucksters used to come through here and they'd buy chickens and eggs, and then you'd trade them in for their produce, sugar and coffee and coal and candy, and you always got a gumdrop on a coal oil can for the kids.
What did you all trade most of?
Huh?
What did you trade for his items?
We always lived next to the store. We didn't have to do much trading with the hucksters.
Why most people here?
Chickens. The raised chickens. You got a dollar for any old hen them days. You don't get 10 cents for one now. Yeah, a dollar. You could always get a dollar for a chicken. You could get quite a few groceries for a dollar then.
A lot of people raise tobacco around here now. Did they raise tobacco back then?
No, they didn't raise no tobacco. They just raised enough for their own use because not until later years.
They grew their own and smoked and chewed what they grew.
Yeah, there wasn't no market for tobacco then. Not when they first came here, so later on. My dad didn't raise no tobacco to sell. He got about 75 years old. There's very few people raised tobacco in 1800.
They raised any hemp or?
Not here. They raised hemp of the bluegrass. So hemp wasn't raised here. They had marijuana then. Nobody knew what
knew what it was.
The darkies got high as a kite when they worked in it, but we used to see acres and acres of it. Didn't think of smoking or anything like that.
Then they raised wheat for their own flour?
Yeah, after they got the land cleared, they raised wheat, but you couldn't raise wheat in new ground, and there wasn't no clear land. My grandpa came over here just to found the woods, and you had to cut the woods down and burn it up to get room. Place to grow something.
You remember when the road was built through here?
Oh, yes, they had roads then. You mean a gravel road?
Yeah, how long ago has that been?
Gosh. Well, I have trouble. My gravel is road 35 years ago. That's 1943, before we got gravel road. Then they blacktopped it. course, I had blacktop here long before they had it the other way. Before that, it was mud. Wintertime, you couldn't get through. You had to do your shopping before winter set in. It was rough.
What was the problem with the center of the center of the community? Down here around the store?
Yeah, the stores was always a center of community. They had two stores, one on this side and one on that side. And you could buy anything from a more machine to needles in that store. Rubber boots, lanterns, anything your heart desired.
They had two stores, I think.
Yeah, they always had two stores here. So they had sold rubber boots and farm machinery and hay rakes. Homes and goods and lace and just general store. And crackers in a barrel, fish in a barrel, pickles in a barrel. Could you imagine crackers in a barrel?
Yeah,
right. Gotta wrap each one up separate now. Well, there was just no work. There was no work for anybody. People lived in the country and had a garden. They fared pretty good.
Yeah, all did pretty good.
There was no relief then either, no welfare. Some of the people got grapefruit, and they didn't know what to do with them. Some of the guy went down to get his. He says he didn't want any because he couldn't eat the first ones he got. He cooked them. He couldn't eat them. He couldn't eat the first ones. He cooked them. He couldn't eat them. So he didn't want any more grapefruit. So he just threw them side of the road. There wasn't any work. Oh yeah, you want to know what I got from Germany? I had my grandfather's bell from Switzerland, and somebody fished it last winter. And I have a chip from Germany. And I have a chest from France, yes. And I have, my grandfather's tools he brought from Switzerland, and a tool chest.
What was the bell? You said it was really
significant. Well, it was made in 1878. It had the date of 1878 on it.
What did they use it for?
They use it for their cow herd over there.
Cow
herd. Everyone had their own, chimes, their own chimes for their cowbells. And it was 100 years old.
Yeah.